The U.S. president says his country will withdraw from a nuclear weapons treaty with Russia over the allegation that Moscow violated the 1987 pact. The Intermediate-Range Nuclear Forces Treaty banned ground-launched medium-range missiles.
Russia has violated the agreement. They've been violating it for many years, and I don't know why President Obama didn't negotiate or pull out. And we're not going to let them violate a nuclear agreement and go out and do weapons, and we're not allowed to. We're the ones that have stayed in the agreement, and we've honored the agreement, but Russia has not, unfortunately, honored the agreement. So we're going to terminate the agreement. We're going to pull out. Russia comes to us, and China comes to us, and they all
Donald Trump did not provide any details on what he called the violations by Russia. Trump warned that America will have to develop weapons ban as part of the treaty unless Russia and China say they will not develop such missiles. China, however, is not a signatory to the agreement. Trump also criticized his predecessor Barack Obama for remaining in the deal after Russia allegedly tested a ground-launched cruise missile in 2014. In reaction, Russian Foreign Ministry said the U.S. dreams of a, quote, unipolar world by pulling out of the accord. I'm going to be discussing this story with Mr. David William Pair. He's a political columnist who is joining us via Skype out of Florida. Mr. William Pair, it's good to have you with us. This is, actually very much looks like another international accord like the previous ones that President Trump has actually exited. How do you comment on that?
Yeah, well, thank you very much for having me on. This is a real, this is a real disaster. I mean, but it's nothing new. We've been heading in this direction since 2002, when President Bush pulled out of the ABM treaties with Russia and started putting ABM missiles all around the border, including around China as well. So we've been heading in this direction for quite some time, and Society of Nuclear Scientists, they've been reducing the time that we have on the doomsday clock. It's now down to 2 minutes. In 2018, it was reduced down to 2 minutes before doomsday. That's before the end of the world, before there's a nuclear catastrophe. And this is from about 7 minutes to midnight back in 2002 or so. Even under Barack Obama, we've seen that we've been heading more and more towards a nuclear confrontation with Russia and with other countries as well.
Okay. You know, Russia has actually come out and reacted to President Trump's comments and said that, and I'm quoting this, that America is dreaming of a unipolar world. Is that true? Do you agree to this?
When the collapse of the Soviet Union happened, and the United States was the only superpower in the world, but that's no longer the case. But they keep talking more and more about the use of nuclear weapons, and the U.S. keeps starting all of these wars. Where they started wars in Libya and Afghanistan, Iraq, and even Dan Coats, our National Director of Intelligence, said over a year ago that any country that doesn't have nuclear weapons should get them, and if they don't have nuclear weapons, they should keep them, because apparently that's the only way that you can keep the United States from attacking you if you are on their enemies list, such as Iran or North Korea, Venezuela, and right now.
Okay, let's just leave it there. That's Mr. David William Pair, political columnist out of Florida. Thank you very much.